Welcome to The Millennial Rant, a podcast about whatever's bothering me today. With topics ranging from politics to pop culture, there's a rant to cover everyone. For more Millennial Rant content, you can join me on the web at millennialrant.com. They say there are only two things in this world that are truly inevitable, those things being death and taxes. And considering that in the US, we literally have a death tax, I feel like that's even more relevant here. And, you know, it wouldn't be quite so bad of an inevitability because, you know, death is obvious. We're all headed to the same place, right? Where you're born, you live, you die. But taxes... could they at least not tax us to death? Like, for real. I got my taxes done this year, just like a good little automaton citizen. And it was insane. I've always had difficulty doing my taxes because I move around so much. Not because my dad was in the military by the time I was old enough to start being taxed. We were largely stationary as a family. And then I was the one that started moving. Like, I moved for school, and then I moved for work, and then I moved for school, and then I moved for work, and it was back and forthing it for a while. And you know, there were times where I had, you know, W-2s from two or three different states. And let me tell you, that's unreasonably expensive just right there. But federal taxes, like, I swear, the more money you make, the less of it you have because more of it goes to taxes. I did not used to see a literal quarter of my paycheck get whisked away to taxes until the job I have now. I don't remember even why I was, because I'd gotten a raise at work and I was looking at my pay stub and I was like, it wasn't that big of a raise. It was like nominal at best. And my taxes just like whoo, through the freaking roof. What is going on here? I should not be paying $1,000 a month in taxes. It might even be more than that. I think it's more than that. It's closer to like $1,200 or something. That's absurd. Like, why? What, for what purpose? You know, you got Medicare, you got Medicaid, you got Social Security, you've got all of these things. And they say it's for the benefit of everybody, but it's certainly not benefiting me. Call me selfish, but I feel like the person who should be benefiting the most from the money that I am working to make should be me. And if I had a family, it should be my family. But we're taxing people to the point where they can't afford to work because they can't afford the taxes. You either make a ridiculous amount of money or you make no money. And either way, you just... So, right. My taxes is here. So, for the first time in, like, 10 years, I only have one state income tax, which is clearly very, new for me. I mean, I have income from multiple different places now, just within the same state, sort of. So I have royalties from the books that I published. And by royalties, I mean like every quarter I get an extra $25 to go out and treat myself. But hey, you know, better something than nothing, right? But it's just, it's more of a headache because it's just one more place that the income is coming from. And then I have to keep track of it. And I go on trips for work. I go on trips as an author. I go on trips for school. And that's another thing is school. Apparently you get credits for going to school, which I didn't know until after I had completely finished my bachelor's degree program. And then I probably claimed my education credits. I don't know. Like, you have to have a like literal degree equivalent to rocket science to be able to understand the whole stupid tax situation anymore. I mean, It's so dumb. And I have found a solution, and I'm going to plaster it all over this country because we need a new revolution. Repeal the IRS. I don't remember at this exact moment which stupid amendment it was, whether it's 16 or 17, but they're both dumb and they both need to go. But first, let's repeal the IRS, because who even wants them around? Who decided that was a good idea anyway, to give the federal government the right to directly tax the people? How in the world was that even remotely beneficial to we the people or to the states as individuals? Which actually, now that I think about it, probably means that that was the 17th Amendment, because we would have had to get the states out of the way first. So that's probably the 16th Amendment. Again, I always get those two mixed up because they're both just stupid. And personally, everything after 10 should just be wiped from the slate of history, but that's just me. It shouldn't be this complicated. Of all of the countries in the world, the one that started their revolution over a tax issue should not be one of the ones with the greatest egregious tax issues going on right now. So I'm annoyed. I am. I'm extremely annoyed. I hate the fact that I have to put my hands out to the government and say, please, sir, may I have some more of my own money that you took from me? And that, you know, the money that does go to my state is being taken from my state to go to the federal government. So there's nothing left for the state. So what am I even paying for? I am paying for my own tyranny and oppression. Woohoo! Progress. 250 years later, our founding fathers are rolling in their graves. So yeah, not a fan of taxes. I don't mind paying taxes. Obviously there are things that need to be taken care of. But the taxes that I pay should stay in my state for the most part. And within my state, they should stay within my county, so that the funds are being used to further things that directly affect me, for good or for ill. That way I have a direct say in them. And that was the entire point from the start. And then this stupid whatever amendment had to go and screw things up and bring in the IRS. And now the IRS are carrying guns, because that's what I want my tax collecting agency to do. It's like we're back in the days of Rome, except that they have guns. Yeah, I'll never not be upset about it. So yeah, this is literally just a video for me to rant about the fact that I had to pay taxes this year, and it sucked, and I hated it, and I'm going to hate it next year too, and I will hate it forever and ever and ever until we finally repeal the IRS, because the IRS is stupid.